The Healings of Jesus is our spring series. I want to come back to a parable this morning, or not a parable, the healing of Jesus. It's one that we've looked at before, but it's one that I kind of feel checked to the Lord to look at a little bit different way, and I'll need your help in doing that. It's found in John chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. There is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda. It's surrounded by five covered colonnades, columns. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who had been there as an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him the question, "Do you want to get well?" Let me put it in the real Greek context. Do you really want to get well? Do you really want to get well? "Sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred." See, they believed that when the water was stirred, the first one that got in got well. "While I'm trying to get in, someone else gets in ahead of me." Then Jesus said, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." Sometimes for healing to take place, we have to be more of a participant in that healing process than one that just says, "Lay it on me, Lord." Just kind of laying there, expecting God to do everything. In the next verse, "At once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and he walked." And the day that this took place was the Sabbath. Imagine Jesus healing somebody on the Sabbath. Think of it. Sacrilege to some. Do you really want to get well? Sometimes that may sound like a crazy question, but it really isn't that crazy a question of all. It's a question that sticks with us down through the ages. Do you want to get well? Maybe you got crippled hurts from your past that are just tearing away at you. Jesus this morning is asking the question, do you want to be healed? Maybe you have a secret sin that you've been chained as a result of, and he says, do you want to be loosed from that and let free? Maybe you're battling an addiction. Do you want to overcome it and really get well? Put that addiction down, that no longer it has control of you, but that Jesus has control of it and you. Maybe you've asked him to save you, or you've thought about it, but really you need Jesus in your heart and life, and you say, will you really save me this morning, Lord? You know the answer. He will. He will. But it's going to take us doing our part. Maybe you need his healing touch for part of your life or the life of someone that you love. Do you really want wellness to come to that life and that situation? Do you want healing? Yes, Lord, I want to get well. Yes, Lord, I want healing. Yes, Lord, I want forgiveness. Well, Jesus says, for it to happen, you've got to be willing to change. C-H-A-N-G-E. Change. Oh, how we say we like that word, but oh, how we don't like that word. People don't like to change. Oh, we want to see others change, right? We want to see changes in maybe the color of their house or changes in their thing. Maybe we want to change in our house. We want a different car. Wouldn't you like to have a car that doesn't have the aches and pains that your car has? Wouldn't you like to have a house that doesn't have the aches and pains that your house has? Wouldn't you like to have a body that didn't have the aches and pains that yours has? Would you like to look in the mirror and see something different? Change. How does change happen? We're going to exemplify that this morning. Typically, in worship and its time in opening up God's Word, it is a monologue. It's a presentation of what God's laid on the speaker's heart, and they open up and reveal God's Word and then dissect it and take it apart and put it back together, and you hear and apply it to your lives. Jesus asks that man, do you want to change? Do you really want to get well? Folks, we've heard testimonies this morning of victory and changed lives. We've heard testimony this morning of victory and healed situations. We've heard testimony this morning of situations where people still need change to take place. But for the change to happen, for us to be involved in the equation, we've got to be willing to be a change agent. It's going to require Jesus doing to us what he did to that man. He came, he looked right inside that guy. He saw him for who he was. He saw all the paraphernalia that he had with him. He saw who he was. He knew what his real need was. And he asked a question. Do you want to change? Do you really want to get well? But, someone gets there before me, but. This, that, and, you know, we've always got these buts that we want to give to the Lord. But Jesus looks right into us and he says, do you really want to get well? I want to see people get well. Not just physically, not just relationally or financially, but well in their heart and their mind, their spirit and their soul. That's why Jesus came. It was mentioned this morning about the prayers of this church, and I felt like that the best way to apply the scripture this morning is to ask us to be a praying church this morning. Specifically, praying for the needs of those around us, the needs of those that aren't here today, the needs of those that are hurting, maybe needs that you can't even express to anybody else, but just simply to say, I have a need. In a little while, after we've had an opportunity to pray for a while, we'll end with a closing song. I think it's Dwell in Me. And there'll be an opportunity to pray at the end of that closing song. Pastor, what are you getting at? Where are we headed? I'd like to see us this morning around this sanctuary, get in groups of four or five, and in that group of four or five, gather together and just make it a circle of prayer. There'll probably be 15 or 20 different circles around this sanctuary this morning. I'm going to have to pray out loud and somebody's going to have to listen to me. If you don't feel comfortable praying out loud, just let the people in your circle know. They'll understand. If you feel comfortable praying out loud, pray out loud. Maybe those in your circle this morning have a burden that they want to share and you want to just cry with them and laugh with them and pray with them. Maybe you just want to listen to them and then pray. I'd ask that each of the groups also pray for the families of our church and pray for the mission of our church. that God would do His perfect will in us. He's asking the question to you and to me. He's asking the question to our families and to our friends. He's asking the question to our church, our city, and our land. Do you want to get well? And He tells you, you got to be willing to change. The guy had to quit doing the same things that he'd been doing for 38 years. You know, the definition of mental insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. For 38 years, he'd just been doing the same old, every day. This is not a same old kind of church service this morning. It's a church service in which God's asking us to go outside our comfort zone and change and actively pray for those around us and ourselves. God, bring a healing, but bring it and start it in each of our hearts, in each of our lives. Would you just kind of get in groups around this morning and take advantage of the opportunity to pray together? And if somebody seems like they're by themselves, give them an opportunity to come and join your group. 4 or 5 is not the perfect number. It's just whatever number it might be, God's in it. God bless you as we worship and we share.